Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
So shout out to us for picking the Bills in Survivor. And I'm sorry to anyone who had Green Bay, but turn out the lights. The party's over. We loved it. We danced on your grave. Are you kidding me with this nonsense? With Dable and this team? I got to see Joe Shane up in the owner's box. Looking with his suit. Looking like he's going for his first communion.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, tremendous football Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe. And you know what? This is going to be for people that are watching the show right now. You're going to get a treat right now if you are watching the show right now on YouTube or Twitch or anywhere else while we're broadcast. Mike, put Femi on the screen here. So we are basically wearing the same t-shirt. We both have a t-shirt on with blue stripes on it. We look ridiculous. I think that Femi should have to change during this segment. Hold on a second, because I am in an office. I don't have a change of clothes. I don't do the show from home anymore. You are home. If I were home, I would put a different shirt on. I cannot do that. I think you need to change your shirt. And again, if you're not watching the show, just visualize in your head two people wearing the exact same shirt on the same show. It's not great. Femi?
We're in betting jail is what we are. We're in the stripes is what's happening here. Well, here's what's happening. I have been striped territory on this show. Like,
that is
for
fair.
Those who've been watching, you are like usually solid black tee.
That's
maybe
true.
Sometimes I go with like that green gray one. So like I would never expect that, hey, today on the show, Nick might wear a striped t-shirt. That's never gonna go through my mind. So that's what I'm saying with that. Like that's my defense, which does look ridiculous and I probably.
But you can be here's the thing, like you can be right. But there's no recourse. I don't have another shirt. Like I can't do anything. Even if I agree with you.
That's what I'm wondering. You were in a striped shirt.
Do you want to know what the reason is?
Please, tell us.
So, the t-shirts that I wear on the show, this is a little embarrassing. And if we're going to do a ton of sports on the show. My whole open is going to be about Seahawks, Cardinals, prop angles. It's all coming your way in a second. But the t-shirts that I wear on the show, I bought them for Club Monaco. Which makes it, I don't know if that like makes it sound expensive. They were like $20, but they're Club Monaco t-shirts. I bought them.
Sponsor the show if they want.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. They're inexpensive t-shirts that have lasted forever. I got them in like 2021. they've been washed, and I have like four different black ones, a couple different colors. The black ones are the ones I cycle through on the show. My wife does laundry constantly, so I don't wear dirty shirts, so they're always clean. They've been washed so many times and dried so many times that they don't really fit me anymore. So on the show, like, they look fine because I'm sitting. Like, it looks like it fits me really well. But when I wear them outside, like, I look like an Oompa Loompa. Like, it's bad. Like, I'm in pretty good shape. I look like, my chest looks like Sydney Sweeney, and not in a good way. Like, as a man, in a bad way. And, like,
it looks good jeans.
Like, and it looks like you could serve drinks on my gut. And I'm in good shape. The shirts are bad. And now that I have to, I actually got shamed by my wife and my father-in-law here. Like, basically saying, like these are the shirts that you wear out of the house. And it was one thing when I was doing the show from home, and it didn't make a difference. I leave the house now, and I'm way too vain for this. So, like, this t-shirt I'm wearing right now is a t-shirt that I would wear over the summer, like, with a bathing suit to the beach, like a plain bathing suit. Yesterday, you might have noticed that I was wearing a different shirt as well, which is another shirt that I wear with a green bathing suit. Anyway, because I'm very fashion conscious. So we've reached the point now where I need to buy new solid t-shirts, and I haven't done it yet. Ergo, we are now getting these new t-shirts for me on the show. So that's the reason why. It's because I'm embarrassed.
I've got a Schmeedy Yum t-shirt for you.
Like, I look like who's the fat pig who, like, blows up in the movie?
Was it Augustus? Wasn't it Augustus whatever his last name is, like Augustus Gloop?
I thought it was Violet.
Oh, like, no, like, the girl. Oh, Violet. Yeah, Violet. Yeah. Why are you turning Violet? Augustus. Yeah. Augustus just was drinking the chocolate river. That was Augustus's deal, and he fell into that. Violet.
Chocolate river. Yeah, like I feel like Violet, right? Like, I walk around in these shirts, and I'm a fat pig in those shirts. So they gotta go. So you might get a couple curveballs for me in the shirt department. I'm hoping to come back with a solid black shirt at some point in the near future. Is Bill Zimmerman here? Well, Bill, will you come on and make that noise for everybody in honor of how I look when I wear these medium t-shirts? Is Bill Zimmerman around? He's only the producer of the show. Is he here?
I would never let you down, Nick, would I? All right, yes. So to repeat from yesterday, all I have to say is...
It's really light.
It's too good. It's too good.
All right. So there you go. Femi and I are wearing this. I'm sorry, okay?
It's my fault, okay?
Hand up, my fault. I don't have another shirt to wear. Or keep it on, and we'll just wear the same shirt the entire show. Well, anyway.
I mean, Willow's looking at me like she's just trying to make noises now, which she's not, but I'm going to go ahead and change as a way to kind of get her away from me.
All right, so for everyone that's here for the sports...
See you in a second.
All right. Bye, Femi. Do you better, you bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, the exact same t-shirt, the crew, and you, here on the Odyssey app, SiriusXM, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Follow us there, you pigs. And on Twitch, radio stations nationwide, in your hearts, in your minds, as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting, the show presented by BetMGM. Coming up on the show... We will survive. I hope. Tyler, Femi, and myself, we will talk through our survivor entry for week 4. We have made it through the first 3 weeks. I have my big board of picks for this week in Survivor. We'll get Tyler's big board. We will get Femi's big board. And we will hope to come to a consensus today on our survivor pick for this week. And if not, we'll carry it into tomorrow because we will not be taking either the Cardinals or the Seahawks tonight on Thursday Night Football. Also, we will continue to run through the marquee college football games of the week. Epic college football Saturday on the way. And I am going to tell you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, why I am so confident in my bets for both Oregon and Penn State and Georgia and Alabama. It's Thursday, and you know what that means. Femi's Betting Things, voiced by Brad Evans, are on the way. And among them, we will talk some Major League Baseball heading into the final weekend of the regular season. And one of the questions will focus on the American League East and my New York Yankees. Three tremendous guests will join us. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish on college football. NBC sports betting analyst Jay Croucher, week 4 in the NFL. And who's going to win American League MVP? The Big Dumper, or Aaron Judge. and pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola in the final hour as well. All his bets for week four in the National Football League. We will close the show, final hour, power hour, with our bets for the Seahawks and the Cardinals, side, total, and props. And we will take your submissions, you, the real ones, your best bet for Thursday Night Football, a side, a total, a prop. And we would love if you would give them to us on YouTube. So if you're watching the show on YouTube, type into the chat. You could type in all whatever you want. We'll answer your questions. We'll talk to you throughout the show. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Your best bet for tonight, we will read them at the end of the show. So if you're not watching on YouTube, you can log on YouTube for 5 seconds, write your bet in, and we will shout you out, and we will talk about it later in the program. But we officially begin, 9 minutes in, the Tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with Thursday Night Football in the desert. Makes it sound really dramatic. As the 2-1 Arizona Cardinals host the 2-1 Seattle Seahawks. Both of these teams right now in the BetMGM futures market are minus prices to miss the playoffs. So the betting market right now doesn't like either of these teams to make the playoffs. That's before the game is played tonight. After the game, assuming no tie, one of these teams will be 3-1. And methinks the betting market will shift just a little bit. Damn, baby. All I need is a little bit. As far as the game itself goes, dun, 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 dun. That's why we're wearing the stripes here for the candy shop or whatever song that is. Anyway, the Seahawks won. I'm getting my 50 Cent songs mixed up. Seahawks, 1.5-point road favorites. The total, 43.5. And the line matches the vibes of the game. Because while both teams are 2-1, the Seahawks 2-1 feels way better than Arizona's 2-1. Seattle barely loses to San Francisco in the opener, really should have won the game. And maybe that is a little bit of sour grapes for me, because I bet Seattle in that game. But look, like you watch the game, San Francisco got a little lucky. That kind of stuff happens in the NFL and when you bet. And since then, Seattle goes into Pittsburgh, beats the Steelers, and maybe shouldn't have won by 14, but they won the game nonetheless, and destroys the New Orleans Saints at home. For Arizona, a loser last week against the Niners, and it was a pathetic performance from the Cardinals. And even in their wins, week one against the Saints, week two against the Carolina Panthers, these are not impressive wins from Arizona. And remember, I'm the guy that loved the Cardinals coming into the year. I wish it were different. I wish I could come on the air right now and tell you Arizona's awesome and Arizona's percolating and Arizona's on the cusp of big things. But I got to keep it a buck, as the kids would say. Like Young, one of the G-Unit members, along with Lloyd Banks.
G-Unit!
I'd love to bet Arizona in this game. And I might. I do think, despite the Cardinals' injury report, where Will Johnson is unlikely to play, he's doubtful for Arizona, Zay Jones out with a concussion, we think that left tackle Paris Johnson will play, but listed as questionable. We'll find out for sure 90 minutes before kickoff. Even with Arizona's injury report being what it is, and Femi Ortiz expected to play, we'll wait for confirmation, but we do think Paris Johnson will play. I do think that Arizona should be a small favorite in this game. -1, maybe -1.5, not 3, but I do think that this is a WTF game. Wrong team favored. But I can't bring myself to bet the Cardinals. I'm going to be on the sidelines for this one as far as the side is concerned. Now, I've basically got Arizona bets with all my preseason stuff, but I can't bring myself to make the bet. And the reason is, if the Cardinals are going to win this game tonight against Seattle, it requires a couple leaps of faith from me, the better, from you, the better. Right? Because there are questions that we ask ourselves about the Arizona Cardinals. What's this run game going to look like with James Conner out for the season? Why isn't Kyler Murray better? Why can't Marvin Harrison Jr. catch the ball? And why my buzz in L.A. ain't like it is in New York? You're going to need things to happen for Arizona in this game. I think you might get them. But Kyler's been such a disappointment. Marvin Harrison can't catch the ball. I think Trey Benson's going to be good as the number one running back, and we'll talk about his props in a little bit here, maybe to start the next segment. I like him in the receiving game here. I don't know what this is going to look like. James Conner brought such a physical element to that ground game. Can Trey Benson do that? Even if I think he's really shifty and he's fast and he can be explosive, I think the Cardinals might lose a little bit of their offensive identity, what little of it they had with James Conner being out. And the big thing when I think about this game, and I would encourage anyone to try and come up with an argument against this, the Cardinals have a higher ceiling than the Seahawks, both in this game and over the balance of a full regular season. The Cardinals' ceiling is higher. But the floor? I think the floor is definitely higher for Seattle. And that makes it a difficult game to bet from a side and total perspective. So, I'm not going to give you a bet on the side right now. Maybe I'll end up betting Arizona at the end of the show. If I do, it'll be for peanuts, just for something to root for, in addition to all my Arizona stuff from before the season. So I would bet Arizona if I had to bet it, but I don't feel that strongly about it. Lean towards the under, but not a strong feeling there. So it's good that I got a bunch of prop thoughts coming everybody's way to start the next segment. We'll talk about Marvin Harrison Jr., and his receiving yards prop for tonight. We will get into Trey Benson and his receiving yards prop, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and some big anytime touchdown prices. We're just getting started here on a Thursday. You better you bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, the exact same t-shirt, and you on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Murray is going to take a shot. Open man, busted coverage, and Marvin Harrison dropped the ball with nobody around him.
First down and 10, a play fake. Darnold on the move. Darnold throws, and he's got a man. Touchdown! Jackson Smith and Jigba.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Fox Sports and CBS Sports, courtesy of the highlights. Great job by Jake with the Stone Cold music and the and grabbing those two and putting them together. Good stuff. Marvin Harrison Jr. last week. Feel like he should Venmo me some money. Cardinals over win total. Cardinals to win the NFC West. That's okay. Just leave like 70 yards on the field. No one around you. No big deal. That's great. Fourth overall pick in the draft. Yeah, it's okay. It's like not even involved. That's awesome. Jackson Smith and Jigba, meanwhile, tried to tell you guys all summer long. Now I'm thinking about smoking funny things. All summer long. We tried to tell you that JSN is one of the best receivers in the league. Believe us now? Been an absolute stud. And I think that those two players, their prop numbers, very interesting as it concerns tonight's game. Marvin Harrison Jr., receiving yards number. And if you don't know what it is, you, the person watching, you, the person listening, I want you to think. Like, what do you think it is? What would you guess Marvin Harrison Jr.'s receiving yards prop is? The answer right now at BetMGM, and it's been getting bet to the under over the course of the last few hours, and I'm just going to bring it up here just to make sure that I've got the exact one as it stands right now. We are at 47.5 for Marvin Harrison Jr. 47.5. And I guess it makes sense if you're looking at it through the lens of Cardinals offense v. Mike McDonald defense in Seattle. In the two games that the Cardinals played Seattle last year, right? Mike McDonald's first year as Seahawks coach, Marvin Harrison's rookie year in the NFL. 47 and 49 yards for Marv. So he didn't go off in either game last year against the Seahawks. If you're out there listening and watching, and you want to bet the Marvin Harrison Jr. over, and I'll be honest, I do. This is like a leap of faith pick. It really is. Because he's been terrible to start this year. He's not fast enough to separate. And you can get away with that in the NFL. Like, you can't be a super duper megastar. But you can get away with that if, like, your body control is sick and you're out physicaling cornerbacks and you've got great hands. He ain't catching the ball right now. And he's too slow. He's not slow compared to like mortal men like me, like average Joes, but compared to like Malik Nabers or like Brian Thomas Jr., he's got his own issues catching the ball. Like, Marv ain't getting the job done right now. He did leave a ton of yards on the field last week. That needs to be said. And he's putting a ton of pressure on himself right now. And this is what you want a young player to say, or anyone to say. Listen, I'm 42 years old. I love when people take responsibility when they make a mistake. Like at the end of last segment, when Jake completely fouled everything up, and we had like dead air for like 20 seconds. We went to break and Jake was like, it's my fault. I appreciated that from Jake. Like, we're adults. You could be an adult and you can still not to be a young player. When you say hand up, it's my fault. Like me wearing a striped shirt today to the show, knowing that Femby probably would. That was my bad. Marvin Harrison Jr. knows that he stunk it up. He knows he's letting his team down. He knows that he needs to do better. He's saying it. Now, you could spin that either way. Is the pressure going to get to him? Or is the fact that it's a short week, has that given him less time to think about his issues? Much like Joe Hendry, I believe in Marvin Harrison. I do like MHJ's over tonight against the Seahawks. As far as JSN goes, I said last week on my Sunday shows that JSN, I believe his yardage prop was 72.5 last week. And like the line, the exact line that I gave was, JSN has gotten to the point now, like I'm not saying that he's like Jamar Chase versus a bad defense with Joe Burrow at quarterback, or Justin Jefferson against a bad defense with someone other than J.J. McCarthy at quarterback. But JSN, the first digit in his yardage, like, needs to be an 8 moving forward. He's not just like a slot possession receiver. They're using him all over the field. Explosive chunk plays down the field. He looks unstoppable. JSN's yardage prop here is 80.5. So the adjustment's been made up for JSN. And now I think we're in a position where we're just right. If I had to bet it, I'd bet the over because I think he's so good that he could easily go over. But I think that will be a pass for me as far as yardage props go. One more yardage prop to discuss. It's Trey Benson, George's grandson. Lots of music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night. All right, all right. Trey Benson's receiving yards prop tonight, 19.5. The Seattle Seahawks defense through 3 games has allowed the most receiving yards to running backs in the NFL. Now, you have to consider the competition, right? Christian McCaffrey, week 1, one of the best receiving running backs in the league. Jaylen Warren in week 2. We know Aaron Rodgers loves to check down to his running back. Kamara week 3. So, like, they're facing good receiving running backs. They're not facing curtain jerk and jabronis that are breaking tackles. But even with that said, like, this is Trey Benson's specialty. He's good in the passing game. He runs a blazing fast 40-yard dash. I think Benson gets into the 30s tonight as far as receiving yards goes. 19.5 is his number. And just some quick anytime touchdown thoughts, and then Femi and Tyler will join and we'll do Survivor. So with James Conner out, Trey Benson becomes the one. Behind Trey Benson is Amari DeMercado. And we're going to change his name to Amari Drop Mercado. Because if he were on your fantasy team, he shouldn't be. But if he were, you'd drop his ass. Because he loves dropping footballs. There's a puberty joke here that I won't tell. He dropped a wide open touchdown pass last week from Kyler Murray. Just like dropped it. In his hands, hits the ground. Absolutely brutal. And his prop is +450 at BetMGM to score a touchdown. I would need a way longer price than that to bet Amari DeMercado. What about the next guy? Now, we don't know who that's going to be yet. We'll see when the actives and inactives come out. Maybe it's both. Do people remember Zonovan Bam Knight? Or Michael Carter? Two former Jets. I take a look at one of those guys in the anytime touchdown market. Let's go deeper than Amari DeMercado. Got a couple tweets from people talking about just the Mr. Riemann. Tip Riemann. Playing a ton of snaps behind Trey McBride at tight end for the Arizona Cardinals. He's at a big price. How about the human Dortch? Flame on. Zay Jones out for Arizona. Dortch will be manning the slot +700. That price seems a little off. And for Seattle, this is courtesy of our man Nate Yonke from Pro Football Focus, who does an amazing job with tracking snaps and route percentages, etc. He does awesome work for Pro Football Focus. I always want to shout him out. I subscribe to the site basically for his work. He's great. So the Seahawks are running a 3-man tight end rotation with A.J. Barner, the rookie from Miami, Elijah Arroyo, and Eric Saubert. So last week, Saubert played basically the same amount of snaps as Arroyo, ran almost the same amount of routes, and he was targeted in the pass game, and Arroyo wasn't. 25-1 to score a touchdown tonight is Eric Saubert. And the Seahawks play a ton of 12 personnel. This is a throwback offense. They're not running a ton of 3 wide. It's a lot of tight ends on the field. Something to think about ahead of the end of the show when we give you all our bets. And for everyone watching and listening, remember, we will read your best bet for the Seahawks and the Cardinals. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Type your bet in there, why you like it. We'll read them later in the show on this tremendous Football Thursday here on You Better You Bet. Femi Abebefe and Tyler Morales with me now as we attempt to survive week number four in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show, the 4 o'clock hour, at least, everybody. Great to have you here. Femi changed his shirt. He's now pretty in pink. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. I hear looking like a Neapolitan when I smile. We're all good. Just, but hey, you know, I chose to wear the shirt. All right.
Listen, it's a good. It's honestly, my bad. I just don't have another shirt here, or I would have changed.
It's fine. I like this shirt, so it's whatever.
It's a good shirt, and you're a handsome guy, so you get away with it.
I appreciate Femi, that. Thank you.
I mean it. I mean, as for not maybe Tyler, you know, Femi, first word to you. You have been the captain of the ship thus far. We made it through 3 weeks of Survivor. Week one, Jacksonville. Week two, Dallas. Week three, Buffalo. What is Femi's big board for Survivor this weekend? And then we'll get Tyler's.
Yeah, once again, the Survivor pool that we're in, Thanksgiving is its own separate week. Christmas is its own separate week. So we have to kind of keep that in mind with those teams with holiday considerations. But the top of my big board is the New England Patriots, who are hosting the Carolina Panthers. Now, the only problem I have with New England is that 99.9% of the pool owns New England. We can get into some other teams that maybe we want to take our shot with this week, but New England is number one for me. The other team that I'm considering is Denver at 58% of the pool. Remember, we saved Denver whenever the other cowards used them week one, so we have that bullet to potentially fire this week as they host Jake Browning on Monday Night Football. So New England and Denver are the two that I'm kind of going back and forth with.
Okay, New England and Denver. Tyler, your thoughts?
So I also had Denver one, but I was didn't know if other people would like it because the way Bo Nix has been playing. And Jake Browning played awful last week, but Bo Nix, I feel like, can lose to anybody at this point. My second one, we probably want to save him. I assume you guys wouldn't like this, were the Packers going at Dallas. I thought we could use, that was my second one. And then my third one, which another unknown, was the Chargers against the Giants. So I also like Denver, then I took Green Bay, and the Chargers are my other two.
Okay. So my board is as follows. I have the Texans number one.
Mm.
They're hosting Brian Callahan.
That's fair. Game board practice in full. So it looks like he's good to go.
So I have the Patriots third. My second team is the Detroit Lions.
Detroit figured to come up. We are. But sounds like Patriots, though. Because, Tyler, where did you have New England?
So Tyler,
I did not have him on the board.
Okay, so just so everyone knows, because Tyler, it's in what's called Q, so we can all see each other off the air. But if you're watching the show, like, you can't see all of us at all times. So, Femi, you were talking, but I was looking at Tyler. Tyler made, like grimaced, like he was sucking on a lemon when you said Patriots. So Tyler does not like that pick. Tyler, why don't you like the Patriots?
I mean, it's not that I don't like them, but it's not, the Patriots really haven't showed me anything where, like, we should be confidently picking them in a Survivor pool right now. Like, I understand that the Panthers and Bryce Young, but the Patriots haven't looked great at all. The only reason that offense is kind of clicking right now because Drake May is doing everything, and the receivers stink. So it's not that I'm against it; it's just they weren't in my top three. I was shocked that that was your number one, to be honest.
So I'll say the reason why it's my number one is that I love the idea of fading Carolina off of this, like, fluky performance that was just Michael Penix engineered. Like, the Panthers are not that good. They're nowhere close to 30-0 against any team in the NFL. That was Michael Penix Jr. wearing a Panthers jersey underneath the Falcons jersey. So I think that you could see maybe New England, which I'm assuming that some people use them because, like, when else would you ever use the Patriots? They're not going to be a massive favorite down the line.
Who's going to be the number one team this week? Besides for Buffalo, who do you think the number one team's going to be?
I mean, my guess is probably, I mean, it's not Denver because people already use Denver. I think it is Detroit as, like, the big home. But Detroit has the Thanksgiving consideration, which I don't know if you'd want to be using them against Green Bay on Thanksgiving. But it's just like, you still want to, you kind of want to be able to fire that bullet just in case of, you know, when we get down the line, if we're fortunate enough to make it.
Well, I mean, we took Buffalo last week, so doesn't that kind of thought go out the window if we're taking the Bills in week three?
Well, Buffalo has no holiday consideration. I mean, they don't play.
Detroit's playing the Packers, right?
Yes. Yeah, they're playing the Packers.
Oh, you want to take Detroit against Green Bay in Survivor?
I mean, I wouldn't. We only got four options, you know? Like, I mean, there's a couple of teams that we want to save, but what if something happens to those teams? You know, like, you just want to have options. Like,
so you want to save, like, Detroit. So we want to save Detroit.
At least one more week. Yes, I think at least one more week I'd like to save.
Okay, I don't want to do the Chargers just because, like, what if Jackson Dart's awesome?
Yeah, I'm... Chargers are off the board. Yeah, I don't want to do that at all.
Okay. Can I? All right. How about this one?
Give it to me.
Pride and poise.
Oh, no.
Commitment to excellence. Just survive, baby.
I can't do it. I like the Raiders this week. I just can't do it.
I mean, you want?
No.
Do we want to be? Are we boys, or are we men?
We're cowards.
We are not cowards. We are not cowards. But I don't want to be a crazy man. I think Raiders might be crazy man.
No.
I think
the Raiders are going to win. All right. Do we want to like table this to tomorrow? Or we want to do it on the other side.
Let's take. We got time. Let's do it. Let's do it on the other side.
More Survivor on the other side, and I'm going to tell you why I'm so confident in my bets for Oregon, Penn State, and Alabama, Georgia.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And laugh when he's conquered and won.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Some are saying that Jake Hassan has turned into like 1999 Pedro Martinez on the board. Those people are correct. Great job by Jake. Next hour on the show, Femi's Things and Joey Kanish will join us, but for now, and we'll get to college football in a few minutes, my thoughts on Bama, Georgia, Penn State, Oregon. But for now, let's see if we can finalize our Survivor thoughts for the weekend. So we are eliminating the Lions, correct? We want to save Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to cross off Lions, cross off Chargers.
All right, so Lions and Chargers are crossed. I'd like to bring a couple other teams up for consideration. I think the Eagles are definitely winning this weekend.
I tend to agree. I don't know if definitely is how I'd describe it, but once again, with our holiday considerations, Eagles play Black Friday. So I feel like that's a bullet that we're going to want to save. They're hosting Chicago. So it's Bears at Eagles Black Friday. That's a Black Friday game.
Okay.
in case there's injuries in other games, and all of a sudden it's like, what do we do? Like, we want to have that bullet to be able to fire to get through that other week.
What about, and like, we have to wait to see what the injury reports look like.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Niners.
I like Jacksonville. I bet them earlier on Sunday. Convince me on San Francisco, because I don't think I can, like, Purdy's probably back, but still no Kittle. Obviously, Ayuk, which
no Bosa.
That update didn't sound good.
All right.
No Bosa. Okay. Like, I could see that going sideways, even with Purdy coming back.
Tyler, your thoughts?
I mean, I'm good on San Francisco. Me and Femi had Denver. You have not mentioned anything about the Denver game.
Yeah.
Knicks is a little scary, but I thought Denver.
I bet Cincinnati plus 7.5.
I mean, that's a big window, though, at least. You bet Miami last Thursday.
I did.
And we advanced.
I would not be totally stunned if the Broncos lost.
So here's the case, though. 58% of the pool has Denver because a lot of people use them week one. So Denver is not going to be like your traditional 7.5-point favorite in terms of like their popularity this week because people already use that
bowl. Okay, so I hear you. I just like, oh, God.
I mean, Bo Nix could screw it up. Like, I 100% acknowledge
that. What time is the game?
I think it's a traditional like 8:15.
Yeah.
Okay. It's an 8:15 game.
All right. Okay, that makes it a little better. I'm just telling you right now. No, I have, like, my stomach hurts right now. I'm not joking. Thinking about, like, having Bo Nix in Survivor.
It's not fun. It's not fun, man.
Just think about it. Like, that Broncos defensive line against the Bengals offensive line might single-handedly just win us the game. Bo Nix might not even have to do anything. The way that Cincinnati Bengals offensive line is.
Like, they still have, like, Jason Higgins. Okay, so let me posit this, okay? There's no way that it could be as bad as it was last week, right, for the Bengals. I guess, like, it could be, but it's probably not going to be, right?
I think it could.
I don't think they're going to turn the ball over 5 times again. Like, I don't think that's going to
happen. They're going to lose by 38?
It seems unlikely. Very unlikely. But, like, Denver backs against the wall, 1-2, at home. This is as close to a must-win as you'll find in September as, like, you'll ever get. Like, I think that this is, like, one of those Sean Payton kitchen sink games where extra time to prepare for this soft defense of Cincinnati. They can run all over them. Bo Nix, like Tyler said, he might not have to participate in the game that much, especially with what Denver's defense can do. And the fact that there's only 58% of the people that have Denver available, I think Denver makes a lot of sense.
All right. Let's finalize the pool of teams. From the people that brought you to the pool of props, here's the pool of teams. So Houston is in the pool?
I think they're in the pool. Although Cam Ward does scare me, even though, like, the team looks horrendous. But, like,
how we've gotten to the point where Cam Ward scares you, but Jamar Chase and T. Higgins don't.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jake Browning's throwing them the football. Like, that doesn't scare me.
Houston, Denver, New England.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders?
I like to risk it. I think that this is kind of an unnecessary risk, given the fact that we
have
now benefited
question.
From the week one risk.
How about this for a question? Riddle me this, Femi. Mm-hmm. Since I don't know if people know this. I think I may have said it on the air. Riddle me this. That Femi did a second solo entry without telling us. Not that he's willing to do whatever he wants with this money, just that, like, he didn't tell anyone until, like, after, like week two. I was like, oh, by the way, like, I have a separate entry and I did this. Who are you taking in your other entry?
I got knocked out being a madman. I took the Texans on Sunday. Yeah. I got knocked out.
No.
Great pick.
Yes.
I thought you took the Chiefs. Yeah, it was,
so on the show on Friday, I said I was going to take Kansas City. But then on Saturday, we got the Xavier Worthy news. And I was like, you know what? Like, it's Worthy, and they also play Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, like, I, like,
you,
galaxy
you
brain
took
the whole situation.
You took the Texans as a road dog in Jacksonville, but you wouldn't take the Raiders and pick them against the Bears?
I just like
and
the spot
And you love
a lot
the
for
Raiders.
Houston. I do love the Raiders. I love the spot for Houston last week. Like, I bet Houston with my own money as well. Like, I thought they were going to win the game.
Are you going to bet the Raiders?
I'll probably bet the Raiders. Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably bet the Raiders, especially with the way. I mean, they're not like a, they're the favorite now, by the way. They're one. So, like, I think the market's probably just right.
At BetMGM or no? I think BetMGM still has the Bears
everywhere.
Favored.
No, BetMGM really? Has Raiders now. Yeah. They're one minus 105. So it's like, I mean, it's like obviously a very, very small favorite.
Yeah. So now, like, we're
the best price
that, yeah, we're right. Now we're correct. Yeah. Raiders. Yeah. That's
I wanted,
way more correct than the Bears favored.
Yeah. Like, I wanted, like, Raiders plus money, which is no longer available. So maybe, I don't know, maybe I put something small in the game, but it's like, I feel like that's just right. I had very strong convictions about Houston last week. Clearly, I was wrong. Shout out to Nico Collins and the crew. But I feel like we took the risk in week one so we could fire this Denver bullet here in week four. Like, this is like, that's the fruits of our labor, is having this bullet available.
I have to tell you something, man.
Like, this is why
such,
we have it.
This is such, like, revisionist history. Like, it's actually, it's unreal.
How is it revisionist history?
I mean, I guess it's like, not. I guess it's not.
Yeah, like we said.
The thought was that we saved the Broncos.
I guess. Yeah. I think this is how we play it, you know? We save them people use them, so we can have them when other people don't have them.
Yeah, hold on. All right. You bet on Thursday. All right. So, Tyler, rank 1 through 4. Are we taking the Raiders out? I think it's a mistake, but we can.
Tyler, you break the call, because I think we can take them out. But, Tyler, you're the tiebreaker.
I think we can take them out. Confidently take them out.
All right. Listen, all our money's involved, so we'll take the Raiders out when they win.
I'll bet them.
Listen,
we'll bet them in solidarity.
You guys know me well enough. I'm dying to blame others for things that I have a hand in if it goes wrong. That just ask my wife. If the Raiders win and our pick loses, you're never going to hear the end of it, which I'm sure you already know.
We know that. Yep.
All right. So, power rank: Houston, Denver, and New England. Tyler.
Denver, Houston, New England. Those are my 1, 2, 3.
Denver, Houston, New England. Femi.
New England, Denver, Houston.
And then me, I will say Houston, New England, Denver. We all have a different toe.
I was like, have we gotten any closer? Do we want to sleep on it? Tomorrow
no,
finalize?
No, hold on.
Or do we want to finalize now?
No, we can finalize now. Okay. So, all right, let's think about this. I'm willing to take Houston out. Their offense is terrible. Like Tennessee has a new play caller.
And I think they're going to be very popular too. Like,
Bill in our chat keeps bringing up the Chargers.
I want no parts of that.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, what if Jackson Dart's the next best quarterback of like all time?
But also, and I'm being serious right now. I'm not saying like I love the Giants in the game. Like, the Giants' defensive line should be able to impact this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Broncos beat the crap out of Herbert last week. And Bo Nix missed all those touchdown passes.
That'll be a raucous environment too. I think the fan base is very, very fired up. And Nick, you can speak to that about Jackson Dart. Like, that's gonna be a legit home field
until he throws a pick and then everyone will start booing again.
But in Jameis.
Oh man.
In Bo we trust.
What's holding you up on New England? Because you like New England too this week, Nick.
I do, I bet them.
Yeah. I like New England quite a bit. I bet them as well.
Let's go with New England then. I could be convinced.
Christian Gonzalez is back. Like that's looking good.
All right, hold on. Let's take a look at. I want to see Denver's schedule coming up. So Denver home at Philly at the Jets. I don't want to bet Bo Nix on the road. Home no, Giants. Absolutely. Home Cowboys at Houston. Home Raiders.
There are other spots to use Denver, which I mean maybe that's the move that we save them. Like the more we save them, like the further like we're gonna go along, and all of a sudden it's like 15% of the pool has Denver, and we have that bullet.
Should we just use the Lions? Like, how are the Lions losing at home to the Browns?
I don't think they are, but I just don't think we gain that much by using them. Like, well, I feel like we want to survive and also
like
gain.
Survivors, yeah. I mean, I guess that's. I don't know. I kind of feel like you have to make it to the next week.
I mean, like, taking the Detroit Lions is the equivalent of, like, punting on 4th and 2 at midfield. Like, that's what that is.
Except you win if you do that. Like, you win if
I mean, there's no guarantee.
You think the Lions are going to lose?
I don't think so, but it's an NFL game. We've seen 21-point favorites lose.
Are we doing that? Is that what we're doing right now? Like the Sunday thing with the Lions hosting the Browns?
That's literally what this is. Survivor is Any Given Sunday. That's literally what this is. Like, that's what it is.
Denver or New England? Final answer, Tyler.
You guys like the Patriots. Let's go with New England.
Femi, final answer. New England or Denver?
Pats, baby. Let's do it.
I think I'd rather do great. Denver.
Oh. Now I like that.
Make the case.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Let's
We're
sleep
down
on
to New England or Denver.
On.
We'll sleep on
okay.
it. I don't know, because, like, what if the Patriots turn it over, like, 9 times again?
Yes.
Yeah, and then we lose. That's what happens. What if they don't?
I'm not having a great time. Hour number two coming up next. Femi's betting things, including Major League Baseball.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.